Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I'm going to be doing an update cast. This is where I talk a little bit about what's happening in my life, what I'm learning from a work, a health, a relationship standpoint, things that may help you. It's kind of like a bit of a quick flyer, tangent-orientated moment. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking a lot more about planning. If you ever struggle to plan as a dyslexic, which seems very, very common, I used to struggle a heap is the word I was looking for. And I wanted to share how I've gone through planning my wedding. So that'll be in the next episode. When I say I, we, me and my future wife, not just me. That's what I was trying to say. So let's get into the pod. Okay, so let's dive into this episode, this update cast. And I was just thinking before I, you know, hit play on the mic, hit record is probably the word I'm looking for. You know, what do I want to talk about? You know, and I kind of bucket these things I chat about into three places. Health, work and business, and then relationships. Probably the three buckets there. And so the first one I wanted to chat a little bit about is health. And how that's going. You may have heard the intuitive eating podcast I had the other day. I did the other day. It was, you know, it's something that I'm really conscious of not going full willpower into and actually enjoying the process. You know, like all of us, I'm presuming, if you're listening to this podcast, you've got a challenge with coming into things at full speed and full energy. And then burning yourself out within 2 to 3 weeks and going back to exactly how you've always been. Now, when I say you, I'm actually saying I have a challenge with that. And so I'm very conscious of it. So to do anything with my health, I have to be sure that it's something that's going to last. Now, there's actually some staying power. Now, how do I say that with like some, you know, true belief? Is what I'm really focusing on is I'm trying to change my environment around me as I do this. I'm trying to not go too hard, too fast into this. So with intuitive eating, some key factors of it is trying to get rid of the idea of diet culture, health culture. You've got to do health in a certain way or you're hurting yourself. And in the past, you know, because I've done so many of these start, do something, finish, you know, kind of processes, my brain is completely whacked out on all these ideas of what health means. You know, every type of food I eat, I'm judging myself and trying to get rid of that those belief systems. You know, I'm very conscious it's going to take a lot of time. So I've got to have a lot of, one, kindness with myself over this process. Two, as I mentioned, I've got to change my environment. So things like taking the scales out of the bathroom. They're gone. I don't want to weigh myself again unless it's for like a doctor's visit. I will not use scales anymore. You know, the mirror is even better. It tells me if I've lost weight and if I'm handsome or ugly. You know, it's a great tool there, right? It's very useful. you know, with that change, again, I'm not looking for the scales anymore. I also always change the background to my computer. You know, I've got two screens. I put a different screen, not screen saver, but, you know, desktop background. And I've made that fit with my intuitive eating style. You know, a lot of the time you think you're not looking at that stuff, but when you look at it day in, day out, even if you're not consciously registering it, you are subconsciously registering it. So that's really valuable. I've also written it on a whiteboard I have. All these places I'm just starting to seed it into. And to say to myself, you don't have to weigh yourself anymore. You can eat whatever you want. What do you really want? Nothing is ever going to be taken away from you again. You know, feel into your body. So it's been a really good experience. Like I'm literally just taking this as a bunch of small experiments at this point. There's no overriding arching goal. There's no place I have to be at any particular time. It's just a nice change. When, you know, my experience with dieting or trying to lose weight in the past has been very poor, negative, hasn't been helpful. So, you know, I'm starting to experience things and go, even if I do something that, you know, I didn't really want at the time, but I did it anyway due to just habit, I'm just giving myself a break with it and noticing it and becoming more aware of it. It's kind of like life meditation It's trying to be present with stuff, really, is the key. So it's been a really cool experience. The one thing I have gotten really aware of, though, is that I do drink a little bit of alcohol. I go up and down from time to time, and sometimes I have months off. At the moment, I'm definitely drinking a little bit. I'm enjoying it, and social moment after social moment. And I'm really sitting with a decision if I stick to drinking, if I keep drinking, or I just do decide, like vaping or smoking, it's not something for me. And, you know, I did that years ago with those, and it worked really well. Maybe alcohol has to fit in there. You know, with all the 0% options in the world, I probably can find a solution. So, you know, that's what's going through my head at the moment. That's what I'm playing with, you know, health-wise. But, yeah, really the important thing there is to be kind to yourself when you're making change. You know, you're not worse because you didn't do things faster. You know, you're better because you take it slowly and actually embed the wisdom through experience is what I've found. And that's what I really feel. Like every time I have a micro experience and go, I actually chose something I wanted and I feel great in my body for that. I'm just reinforcing that. And I know that's a long process and I just need to not worry about the destination and enjoy the journey. That's kind of where I'm at with health. Work and business. Yeah, going super well, really enjoying it. Starting to do more, you know, more business coaching, talking to amazing dyslexics and those with ADHD around helping them with their companies and what they're doing. I love that type of work, really enjoying it. Seeing some current and previous clients really succeeding and just watching them just makes me so happy. Just makes me smile. And I think, you know, whatever you do for work or business, finding those moments of flow is so important. And what I mean by that is, you know, if I do a session where I'm in flow in any space, a couple of hours can go like the snap of your fingers. Just boom, done. And I feel fantastic. And you know, in life, you know, life isn't about having millions of dollars. It's about finding those moments of flow and working out how you can have more of them repeatedly. You know, you can't have them all the time, but you can definitely build a lot of them in. And I'm starting to, yeah, really enjoy that. I know I'm in my flow when I'm coaching someone, when I'm doing strategy, be it on business and marketing or ADHD and dyslexia. I love that kind of, you know, that business work kind of side of it. I just love it. It interests me. And that's my flow zone. So I'm continuing just sitting there, letting it mull over in my brain, letting it simmer away. How can I bring even more of that into my life in the coming years without too much pressure? I feel a lot of the time where many of us go unstuck, and I used to go unstuck all the time, is trying to force outcomes and go, hey, I want this to happen. I want everything to work out the way it should overnight, and I'm angry if it doesn't. Do you get where I'm saying there? It's kind of, you know, trying to push and push and push and say, if I work harder and harder and harder, this can only get better and better and better, when in reality it never works like that. And we just stress ourselves out, question everything and restart again, thinking that's the solution where we all know it's not. So being able to come into a calm place where you've got enough comfort, but also enough ambition, and they can play very nicely together. I don't think you've got to be in a point of fire, you know, where everything, friction, where everything's going wrong, to grow. I grow in a comfortable way, and it's freaking amazing. Things just go right. So just, yeah, just mull on that one. I'm enjoying it. And the final one, relationships. What's happening in my relationships? So I'm getting married on Friday, and I'm really, really excited. As I say, I'm going to do a podcast on the planning process with that, and kind of from my perspective of how it's gone. It's exciting. You know, I think one thing I've become aware of coming up to this is, like, this is Monday when I'm recording this and the wedding's on Friday. I'm just kind of coming into this week going, wow, it's finally starting to feel real. Whereas, you know, when you're planning things for so long, it's great and it's enjoyable, but it does take a bit for it all to feel like it's actually here. And so I'm really trying to lean into that. I'm having an extra day or two off. I'm trying to set my calendar so that I can enjoy the experience. I don't want to go through it and try and feel like I'm pushing through just to get a result. Like, I just want to get married. You know, it's all about the experience of the day, the days leading up to it, the day after with family. You know, all of that stuff is important. And I think I find it so easy just to, you know, get lost in the planning and the doing. And it's important that that isn't where I get lost. I want to get lost in the moments of reflection where I go, how lucky am I to have found the woman of my dreams, right? You know, that's what I want to sit with and feel better about. And so I'm really making sure this next few days I've got moments of bliss that I haven't got my diary stacked like, you know, like drug pills, you know, where I just do one after another. I'm actually saying, hey, take some space. What happens, happens. What doesn't, doesn't. And probably the last note I'd leave on this, and this is, you know, when I get into this moment where I'm trying to do too many things at once, all fun things, and sometimes that's good for me. But in this moment, I try and zoom out and say, for this time in my life, what will I remember in 5 years? Will I remember if I went to this coffee meeting? Will I remember if I sent that report? Will I remember if, you know, whatever it is? And the answer is no. I will remember my wedding. I will remember my honeymoon. You know, those are the two biggies that I will remember for the end of 2022. So yeah, when you look at it from that external perspective, you're like, what really matters? You know, there you go, there's prioritization. In a nutshell, you know, this is the only thing that truly matters. So yeah, that's a bit of an update cast on my life, what I'm going through, what I'm enjoying. Still loving my melatonin to go to sleep with. It's really helping, really enjoy it. And yeah, I'll be back in a couple of days. And as I say, it's a planning episode on weddings and life and anything you have to plan. If you've ever been stressed out and overwhelmed, this will hopefully help you. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back soon.